Hey guys, Officer Kaiser here. I got a little lesson for y'all today. My question was, what are the politics and consequences of war, and how do these vary on personal or cultural perspectives? Here to educate you on a little bit on the subject. Politics are very complicated, especially during times of war, since Congress has to agree to send troops off to war. Unless there is a case like 9/11 where the Pentagon automatically assumes power and takes over. In a case like that, the military will get an executive order from the president to go to war. Other times when there are threats to the nation, which would cause the government to decide to send troops off to war. Consequences of war are not pretty by any means. Some soldiers come home all sorts of beat up and the host country gets torn to bits. Just look at Afghanistan, for example. The damage done to American combatants is crazy. Most soldiers come home with some extent of PTSD, others come home wounded or even killed. On the other hand, when you look at the damage done to Afghanistan over the last several centuries of war, Afghans have developed a culture of constant fighting, latest being the conflict between the United States and the Taliban, which has been going on for the last 17 years and has no end in sight. War isn't a pretty thing, but it's not going to end just because we don't like it. No matter what some people say, violence does solve problems. If we do not get rid of the evil people in this world, they're just going to murder innocent people without mercy. War is going to have its drawbacks, but we need to be good at it so we keep the world's evils in check. Otherwise, we'll live in chaos. Alright guys, hope you learned something today. Officer Kaiser out.